So there's a secret weapon, a secret skill that God has built into the universe that literally can produce whatever you desire. And are you taking advantage of it? Hi there. My name is Kenneth Ott and welcome to Grow Time, where we explore ideas to help you live a high performance life. And today we're talking about a skill that has the power to produce the results that you want, probably more than you've ever dreamed, yet so few in business or in the entrepreneurial space seem to leverage it. Actually, so few leverage it anywhere, all right? And so first, I want to give you a quick heads up that if you didn't know, I'm a Christian and I've found amazing principles of success that can be applied to any area of your life that are in the Bible. And if you listen to this show regularly, you probably know that already. But if you don't like that, no worries. You may actually still want to stick around because this is a skill that when developed can actually produce any result you want. And that being said, if you want to click to the next video where I show you how to build a $10 million business, you can go ahead and do that and there's no hard feelings. But today's topic is about what I know about leveraging one of those principles, one of these success principles in the Bible. And I have clear steps that you can take, which I'll actually mention a little bit later in the video, which you can put into action. But first, I want to mention a couple references in the Bible that I'm actually going to be pulling from as I'm talking through this. So we're going to talk through a couple verses. One is in Mark 11 and the other is in Luke 18. And so the first one is Mark 11, right? And this is about prayer. This is about prayer as being the most valuable secret weapon, but requires doing it a certain way. Mark 11, verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." So we see that prayer can actually deliver anything that you want, right? Whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you've received them and you will have them. That's worth looking into, okay? So that's the first reason why I think prayer is so powerful. The second one, this is the parable of the persistent widow. And this is Luke 18, verses 1-5. I'm going to read it real quick. It says, "Then Jesus told them a parable to show them they should always pray and not lose heart. He said, 'In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. Therefore, was also a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while, the judge refused. But later on, he said to himself, 'Though I don't fear God nor have any regard for people, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice. Or in the end, she will wear me out by her unending pleas.'" And so what's interesting about this little parable is it's not comparing God to the judge. What it's actually doing is Jesus is saying how important persistence is in prayer. And basically, if you persist in prayer, then you'll get the result that you're asking for. And that is the key. Persistence in prayer is key to hitting the goal that you're trying to achieve with your prayer. So a lot of people pray, but you may not pray the right way. You might not pray persistently, and you may not see the results, right? It turns out from these two verses that one, prayer can get you anything you ask for, and two, persistent prayer is required to do that. All right, so let's talk about this. I want to apply this to like a business goal for a second, right? So imagine that you're working on, because I coach a lot of businesses and a lot of times they're like trying to 10X their revenue or whatever it is, right? Imagine you're working on 10Xing your business revenue, right? You may hit it, you may not, that's not the point. But if you 2X the revenue, then that's a win, right? Because you've learned what works and what doesn't, and you can do more of what works and less of what doesn't, right? So then you can figure out what was it that actually allowed me to hit the 2X goal, like the 2X revenue. And now I can just do more of that and eventually hit the 10X revenue goal that I was trying to get to, right? I go through this with people all the time. You learn what did work and what didn't work, and then you do those actions that did and you do less of the actions that didn't. Problem is, most people fall short in the actual doing of the actions, right? And knowing what to do. And so they're not taking enough repetitions. And prayer is the exact same way. Prayer requires repetitions. Prayer requires persistence, just like anything else that you want to get really, really good at, right? And so if you want to get really, really healthy, you need to persistently work out. If you want to learn another language, you need to persistently practice. If you want to, I don't know, play a sport, you need to persistently practice at that thing to get excellent at it before you can get the results of it. But for some reason, with prayer, I think a lot of times we try it, we do it here and there, we do it sporadically, and we don't get the results out of it. And then we say, oh, it doesn't work. But really, we're not doing the work. So persistence, interestingly enough, is clearly, from these verses, the quality that is needed in any area of prayer, and certainly any area of your life that you want any results. Any skill that you want to develop, any excellence in, requires persistence. The old adage, practice makes perfect. And this is the case even in prayer. And so unanswered prayers, right, from this, right, if you're repeating and you're being persistent and you're doing it over and over again, supposedly unanswered prayers, right, or prayers that you haven't gotten any answer to yet, right, are actually bringing you closer to the end result because you're learning through the process, but you have to be optimizing just like anything else through the process. You learn what works and what doesn't, then you optimize, just like achieving the business goal. You do more of what works and less of what doesn't. Same with prayer, same with how you pray, and same with when you pray and all these different things, right? So building faith and belief actually happens through persistence as well, right? The first time that you pray about something, you may not believe that thing, right? There may be a lot of doubt in your mind. And it's clear that doubt and prayer and the result actually don't go together. You must eliminate doubt. And this is true with achieving anything. It's true in prayer as well, all right? And so you must build faith over time. You must build belief over time. And that only happens with repetition. That only happens with persistence. That's one of the reasons why I believe persistence is so critical in getting the answers to prayer that you want. And so just like other skills, right? In business, in fitness, persistence, repetition, these things are critical to excellence and success. And so prayer is a powerful tool. And persistence is clearly required. And when the Bible talks about prayer, it often couples it with persistence, right? So it talks about perseverance. It talks about consistency. It talks about supplication, which is just petitioning, right? Petitioning for something. These are all different words for repetition and persistence. And so clearly answers to prayer, at least from what we read, require this. So are we doing that? Do you do that? If you pray, then maybe you want to try it, right? I ask this myself, like when you pray and if you pray, are you praying with persistence? Like, are you looking to improve the muscle that actually is prayer, right? The skill that actually is prayer in order to get the answers that you're looking for, in order to get the outcomes that you're looking for? Do you treat it like any other skill? I think for myself, for a long time, I didn't. Like I just did it and then I did it again and did it again. But like, at some point it clicked and it's so obvious. Like this is just like another skill. If you want results out of it, you must get better at it. So how do we get better at it, right? Well, persistence is one way of getting better at it. There are also other ways because the Bible teaches us how to pray. And I'm going to kind of get into some of those in a second. So it's funny how many of us don't rely on our spiritual relationship with God or don't even pursue a spiritual relationship with God or prayer, because we think it just doesn't work. Yet, we haven't put in the effort to actually develop it as a skill, and that's kind of silly. Like, what skill, what thing that you would like to do, could you do if you didn't try and develop it? Nothing, right? That would be like a pilot who can, you know, fly a plane, and you looking at that pilot and being like, that pilot is a miracle unicorn, right? Born with this miraculous ability to fly, right? He has this ability to step into a 747 and fly that thing to San Francisco. Like, right? What a miracle, right? And that would be you thinking that simply because well, you can't fly. Like, I don't know how to fly a plane. So he must be a miracle unicorn. Like, that is the only way he could possibly fly. When in reality, the reason you can't fly is because maybe you can, but the reason I can't fly is because I haven't put in the work. I haven't determined to be a pilot. I haven't been persistent and I haven't persevered and I haven't practiced that skill in order to do it well or do it at all, which is the only reason I'm not a pilot. Maybe others as well, and is the only reason that person is a pilot, right? Unless you fly in Southwest, which maybe they'll let anyone fly those planes. I'm just kidding. But this can be said of other elite outcomes as well, right? Business results, health results. If you want to be a pro athlete, it all comes down to persistence and repetition and practice and perfect practice in order to achieve those outcomes, right? And so we must. If you want the results of prayer, which if you believe the Bible are pretty miraculous, right? You get whatever you ask for, if you believe. Like that's worth looking into, I think. If you believe that, then maybe it's time to get better at it, right? Maybe it's time to treat prayer as a skill that needs to be developed, just like any other skill that you have. And so here are a few benefits that I just jotted down about the benefits of practicing the powerful skill. And getting better at the powerful skill of prayer. Number one is more belief, right? We know that belief is everything. What we believe about ourselves, what we believe about our future, what we believe about the next thing that we're doing, what we believe about the outcomes that we're working on, all of those beliefs are what influence the outcome and achievement. That has nothing to do with the Bible. Well, it does, but that is not necessarily even a concept that is refuted by anyone else. Belief is critical to success. Any pro athlete that wins championships has high belief. Any successful person that does amazing things has high belief. Any inventor who does something that is essentially thought to not be able to be done has high belief. Praying develops that belief muscle. Second thing is increased focus. This is also a muscle. Any entrepreneur that wants to be successful must get really, really good at focusing on the right things at the right time. This is a muscle of discipline, right? I'll do a different episode on the idea of multitasking and the fallacy that's actually a good thing. But here's the deal. Multitasking is actually laziness, in my opinion, because it's not being able to focus on one thing. So we call it multitasking. But the truth is the hard thing is to focus on one thing. So focus is a muscle that needs to be developed. And when it can be developed, it's really powerful. Prayer helps you develop that muscle. The third thing is less stress. Look, the truth is like one of the great benefits of having a relationship with your maker who's greater than you and runs everything is that you have less stress in your life. The buck doesn't stop with you, right? And that actually allows you, if you've listened to some of my other talks, I have a talk on lowering the pressure in order to create the success. If you want to create the success, you must lower the pressure. The way you lower the pressure is by lowering the stress, right? And relying on someone else greater than you. That's one way to lower that pressure. All right, number four, you get comfort, especially in difficult times. Look, running a business, being an entrepreneur, pursuing great things is challenging and really discouraging things happen at different times. Being able to actually have a relationship with somebody that you can talk through and talk things out and actually brings you comfort. If you haven't experienced that, I would say try it because I think, what if your life could be better? What if you could have less anxiety? Right? What if you could be more fulfilled and more peaceful? Like that's something worth pursuing, I think. And that's one of the other benefits of prayer. And number five, you're more aware, right? And so being quiet and taking time to be introspective and looking at yourself and visualizing your goals and doing all these things makes you more aware of yourself and your surroundings and the lay of the land. And then you can make more wise decisions about what you're trying to do, right? Ideas and creative solutions come to you in those times. Oftentimes for me, when there's something that I'm trying to figure out, the solution or the idea or the inkling of it comes to me in a time of quiet, introspective prayer. All right, number six, Visualization. Visualization is something that if you're in the entrepreneurial space, you know about. You know the power of visualization. Visualization is really critical for any success, right? And prayer actually forces you to do that. It forces you to look back and look forward in great detail. And the better you get at prayer, the better you get at visualization and the more results that you end up getting. And then number seven, you get results, right? If you do this correctly, the promise in the Bible said many different times is that you get results. And it doesn't even say that you have to be a Christian to get those results. That's interesting. Like the power of prayer and the relationship with God is something that can create results for you in your life, whatever you're trying to pursue. So that's kind of an interesting benefit there. I have six ways that you can potentially put this into practice. Six things that you can do to actually start doing this. If you don't do it now, maybe you try it, all right? And maybe you like it and maybe you don't. I think you might. If you are doing it, maybe these are ways to improve, right? And these are just my ideas, right? And so the first way is you have to believe it's worth it. What is the why behind the reason you're doing this? Like any skill that you develop, like if you want to be a pilot, right? You need to really want to be a pilot in order to devote the time and the practice in order to be a pilot. It's really important to determine that you want this, that you want the outcome, that this is worth your time. I think it's the most powerful thing out there, but maybe you need to read more about it. But number one is you have to believe it's worth it. Number two, you have to set aside time to pray, which I call action habits. I did a whole talk on this idea of action habits. Praying is one of those. This is one of the things in your tool belt, right? That you do on a daily basis. It's in your routine, right? You don't have to think about it. You have to set aside time and do it regularly. Repetition, persistence. Remember, persistence is key. Repetition is key with anything that you develop, especially prayer. Number three, you have to hone the skill. And so there are certain parts of how to pray correctly, or correct is not the right word. You can optimize the way you pray in order to increase the power of it, right? And so number one is focus, right? Not being distracted is critical, right? Because the whole point is focus. Number two is thanksgiving, right? Thanking, it's so funny that saying thank you after you get something is only something that's happened in the recent few hundred years in our culture, right? It was called the movement of courtesy culture, not cancel culture. It's the other C. But courtesy culture was actually the thing that made you say thank you after getting something. But what's funny is in the ancient world, way back, thanksgiving was always done before. And so maybe that's the missing piece, potentially, in you not getting some of the outcomes. But thanksgiving is a powerful part of this. Eliminating doubt is another skill as part of prayer. The Bible says continually that prayer without ceasing and faith without doubt and belief without doubt, this is an important thing. So eliminating doubt is clearly important. So over time, you have to develop the skill to eliminate that. And that's really a discipline. It's a mental discipline to not think about the things that you might be doubting. Bold asks, like big things and visualizing things, that's part of the skill. And then persistence is all part of the skill of prayer. So that's number three, honing the skill of prayer. Number four, develop the belief, right? So eliminating doubt is, as I mentioned, a key outcome or a key to praying in a powerful way. And so you have to develop the beliefs and the self-identity that is in line with the outcome that you're praying for. And this actually takes work. This takes becoming the person, right? Which maybe sounds cliche in the entrepreneur space because it's all we have all these different things, but really they all come from the Bible, right? Becoming the person that has the outcome, that achieves the outcome, is actually the work that you do while you know, in the days, in the time frames that you're praying, right? And so you have to develop that belief and become that person. This is part of the practice of prayer. Another one I have down is take notes. This is a big one. Noting down answers to prayers and wins and words that you get are critical for so many reasons. I started doing this years ago and it has just been so powerful because we forget everything, right? So when the next thing that you're trying to pray for happens, like it's really helpful to be able to look back and see, all the past wins, all the past responses and answers that you've gotten, right? And so noting things down is helping you build, like, it's like a hack for belief. It's like a hack for confidence, right? Noting things down. This would happen in the Bible. They would do this in ancient times. They would set up altars, like when answers to prayer would happen. They would set up altars so that they would remember and would not forget, and also so that generations wouldn't forget about what happened and what was answered in their prayer or a certain victory, right? So take notes. That's number five. And number six, don't stop. This has to be something that you commit to doing consistently. If you want to do it and you want the result and you want to get better at it, and then you got to do it consistently. You got to do it every day. You have to optimize it. You have to get better at it like anything else that you'd want to get good at. And so you can't just say, oh, it's not working and because I tried it once or tried it twice or do it this day and not do it this way and whatever. Like, sporadicness doesn't work in anything in life to get excellence. So it doesn't work in prayer either, clearly. And it's funny, that's what this parable is actually showing us, is that you have to do it consistently and persistently. And so you can't say it's not working if you haven't given the effort, just like anything else in life. And so why would you pursue getting better at the skill of prayer? Because I believe it's worth it. Like, and if you believe the Bible, then there's clearly power in prayer. It says, whatever things you ask for in prayer when you pray, believe that you already have received them and you will have them. That statement is a powerful statement. To me, it's worth looking into. It's potentially one of the most powerful skills that you can ever develop. And it may even be the answer to what you've been searching for. It may be the antidote to your striving and your hustling and your procrastination and your stuckness. It may be the one skill that is the leverage point that you need to develop. And so I hope this helps you live out a high performance and a successful life. For more tips like this from me or to work with me, you can visit kennethott.com or kenott.com. And until next time, thanks and never stop growing.